the game under their belt before Sagar got there. Don't know if it's an advantage, but you would tend to think it was sometimes. That's not the case anymore. So the two teams squaring off in game one of the season here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Sagar girls coming here ranked number 2 in the state in the preseason, the Omaha World Herald. Is that a little aggressive? Well, yeah, they're coming off another state title, but the Irish they graduated a lot of girls from last year's team, a lot of longtime starters and players from last year's squad. They've got some talent back. Sterling, they're a little short-handed again this year. They have 8 girls. I'll be suited up here for the varsity game tonight for Coach Josh Pfeiffer, and that's what they have going into the game here tonight. 8 suited up, and of course you play 5 at a time, obviously. So that's a little bit about what we're getting in here tonight. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups for you on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back to the Rowe Activity Center. Two teams out there warming up. Reminder that all of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. mscsports.net. Hit the Listen Live button. From the drop-down box, you click on KTNC, and you'll be able to hear tonight's game anywhere in the world on the Internet. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. Aaron, my ears are officially bleeding. I'm almost deaf after listening to those commercials there. If you can crank that feed down back to us a little bit, it would be much appreciated. That was just blaring. So if you can crank that down a little bit, we would sure appreciate it here on this end. Anyway, let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the Sterling Jets and Coach Josh Pfeiffer. 5'3" senior Chloe Waters will be in the starting lineup tonight, along with Elliot Lafferty, 5'5" senior. Callie Wusk is a 5'6" junior. Lauren Harms is a 5'10" senior, and Sierra Garacki is a 5'6" senior. Remember, we told you they're only suiting up 8 players here for Sterling, and 6 of those 8 are seniors. For Sagan Hart coach Luke Sandler tonight, the starting 5 girls will be 5'8" senior Lee Shaw, a 5'5" sophomore Avery Santo, a 5'7" junior Sadie Tisdall, 5'6" sophomore Daisy Witt, and 5'9" junior Gentry Lechtenberg. McKinley Shull, Avery Santo, Sadie Tisdall, Daisy Witt, and Gentry Lechtenberg. You're starting 5 tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. So clock is winding down here. The teams are over for final instructions from their coaches here before we tip this one off. And I think we'll also have a national anthem coming up here, I think before this game. We'll find out here in a minute or so. That's indeed the case. It normally is here. Boys game will follow tonight. Or have Mound City Basketball 65th Invitational going on over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Mound City girls are playing for the championship there against St. Joe LeBlanc. They're going to take another two-minute timeout. We'll be back and tip this one off between Sturman and St. Art after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-245. 4486 Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're ready to get her underway here. The Sterling Jet girls being introduced to the crowd on hand here. They've got a good following tonight here at Falls City, the Rural Activity Center. Safe Art. Their side of the bleachers pretty well filled up on the north side, and a good. Sterling's got one whole set of bleachers and part of another one filled here on the south side. So we got a pretty darn good crowd here tonight for the season opener for these two teams. Sacred Heart being introduced to the crowd now. Coach Luke Santa, the head coach for Ball City's Sacred Heart girls. 418 career wins, 58 losses. He wins at a clip of 87.8%. This is his 18th season as a head coach for the Irish. First 17 seasons, they've been to the state tournament 16 times. In those 17 seasons, and they brought home a lot of trophies from the state tournament. 5 championships, 3 seconds, and also 5 third place trophies from the state tournament in those 16 trips under Coach Santo. Gentry Lechtenberg will step into the center circle for the Irish as they go right to left towards the west goal here in the first half. She'll jump it up against 5'10 senior Lauren Harms, and the tip ends up in the hands of the Irish. Daisy Witt handles it up the floor for Sacred Heart. Comes off to McKinley Shull, working the ball around the perimeter to the right side now. Avery Santo against the zone defense, playing man. Now we're playing a little man, well, kind of a man, but somebody lost their person there. Into Lechtenberg, back outside to Witt. Thought about a three, didn't. Dribble twice to the right, shoots, no. Rebound grabbed up by the Sterling Jets and falling out of bounds with the basketball. And now, a late foul called. Didn't hear a whistle, but a foul called on Gentry Lechtenberg. And is talking to Coach Luke Sandel before the ball game today, or tonight. And the one thing he said, we're very inexperienced. That Gentry Lechtenberg has started a lot of games for just a junior. He said she can't get in foul trouble this year. Now, here we go. 30 seconds in, she's got her first foul. So she'll have to be careful. She is not going to be able to go to the bench, and the Irish have a big chance of winning. Here's a double dribble on a handoff on the other end for Sterling. They tried to work the ball around the top of the key, hand it off, and traveling will be the call. So we'll come back the other way now, and the Irish have the basketball. On the right side, Lechtenberg passes down low for Daisy Witt. Witt played quite a bit last year as a freshman. Off the left side now to Shull. Shull back to the top of the circle. Take the ball over to the right side. Tisdall with it. To Sando. Back to Tisdall. A runner in the lane up. Off the back iron. No. Rebound kept alive. Shull ends up with it. Down the lane she goes on the right side. Double team. Shot was blocked, but a whistle and a foul will be called against the Jets. Foul will go on Sierra Garacki, her first foul of the ball game. So team fouls even at one apiece. Now that's a new rule this year. We don't have the one and ones anymore. You get five fouls each quarter, and then you start shooting free throws and you shoot two. So McKinley Shull puts the Irish on the board 1-0 with that free throw. So here we go, 1-0, Sacred Heart, 6:49 to go, first quarter, it's up, it rattles, it bangs, and it falls in the cylinder. 2-0, Sacred Heart here early in this ball game. To the front court of the basketball, Ellie Lafferty passes it off, now takes the ball to the left side, back out to the top with it, and Harms, no, really that's not Harms, that's 34, not 24, Garacki down the lane, rebound grabbed up by Shull. Shull passes it ahead. Inside to Tisdall on the right wing, and she tried to make a pass, got cut off, and as she spun, she gets called for the traveling violation, and it's going to be Jets basketball. Referee retrieves the ball that ended up over on the sideline. Now here we go, coming up the floor, Ellie Lafferty with it. Across the midcourt circle, picked up there by Shull. Lafferty coming to the right, round one defender, Sando fell down. Shot goes off the rim, no good for Lafferty. Rebound again to Shull. Up the floor quickly and off the glass. Up and good for Sadie Tisdall. And the assist will go to McKinley Shull. 4-0 Sacred Heart, 2 minutes into the ball game here on the right side. On the right with it, Sierra Garacki. Pass across the midcourt, Chloe Waters. Down low inside, shot off the glass is no good by Harms. Gentry Lechtenberg had the rebound, had it knocked away. Sterling comes up with the takeaway. And now back to the top of the key. Garacki with it. Sierra will pass it off there for Wusk. Callie will pass it away to the top to Lafferty. Right side now. Garacki beyond the three-point line. A lob to the inside. Knocked away by Shull and picked up. And up the floor we come with Tisdall with the ball for the Irish. Tisdall. Inside, Lechtenberg on the left block, forces her way in with the left hand, off the glass, one hop off the rim, and in it goes. Lechtenberg with the bucket, makes it 6-0, Sacred Heart here early in this ballgame, 5-10 to play in the first period. To the front court, Sierra Garacki with the ball, top of the key, passes left side to Chloe Waters. Waters drives into a double team and a held ball, and that is going to belong to the Jets. So here we go the other way. Sterling basketball now.
Jump ball possession.
And let's see. They're going to trigger from the baseline. Bring the ball out to the top with it. Harms. Harms beyond the free throw line. Gets the ball off to Sierra Garacki. Dribbles to the right. Passes the ball away to Wuss. Callie moving into the paint. Stops. Dishes it back out top. Swinging around the perimeter. Now Lafferty looking. Lob inside, back door off the glass, up and good. Two-pointer for Lauren Harms, and Lafferty gets the assist for the Jets. To the front court, Shull into Lechtenberg on the left block, back to Shull, free throw line fakes it, gives the ball off there to Daisy Witt, fires from 12, up, no good. Rebound brought down by the Jets, reaching in to McKinley Shull, and the Irish will get the ball on the alternating possession. So Shull didn't get the rebound, but she got the next best thing, tied up the rebounder, and got the ball on the alternating possession. Sacred Heart will bring into the game Lee Jones, a 5'9" freshman. She'll play the left block now. Out of the game came Tisdall. Out top with the ball now will be Avery Santo. sophomore off the left side to her teammate and classmate, Daisy Witt. Moving right, throws inside, Lechtenberg. Ball is bobbled around, two defenders there tipping it around, and the ball out of bounds off of the Jets. Shoal the trigger from the baseline for the Irish. Everybody in the corner of the lane, 4:13 to play in the quarter, 6-2 Sacred Heart. Bring it in, Shoal catches or fires it in. Rebound to Jones, or missed by Jones. Rebound to McKinley Shaw, and now the Jets bring it out of there. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Up the floor come the Jets. On the left side, Garakis here, wide open. The free throw line stops there, pass the ball back out left, and now around the perimeter to the corner to Lafferty. Lafferty drives into a double team, and we have a foul. No, she stepped on the inline. Out of bounds, the ball goes. She'll step out of bounds, and it's going to be long to the Irish again. All right, Lechtenberg to the front court for Sacred Heart. Off to Shaw, inside to Jones, to a double team. Fired it up, blocked, got it back. Back out now to McKinley Shaw. Witt on the right side of the circle. With the left hand, dribbles across, back it in. Got cut off, gives the ball up there, and now it's going to be Sando down the lane. First shot blocked into the bottom of the backboard and a held ball. Jones tied up down there with Lafferty. And it'll be the Jets' ball, this time on the alternating possession. 3:19 left, period number one. 6-2, Sacred Heart. Been stuck there for a little bit at 6-2. Around to the right side, Lafferty. Man-to-man defense now by the Irish. Right wing with the basketball. Garacki dribbles back out top, throws it across the floor there for Callie West. Her pass stolen away, taken by Shaw. She is double teamed. The ball kicked away from her. They throw it underneath, and it's out of bounds off of the Jets. So Shaw's got a pair of free throws, an assist, a steal, and four rebounds during the early going for Sacred Heart. And she'll trigger the inbound here. Back into the game is Sadie Tisdall now. Shaw out. Lechtenberg knocked away. Stolen away by Garacki. Lechtenberg comes up limping. That's not a good sign for the Irish. And all the way in goes Sando. Missed it. Got her own rebound. The ball out of bounds off of the Jets. And Lechtenberg is noticeably limping. Doesn't want to come out of the ball game. But you know, it's not a good look at this point. She stays in. Shaw will lob it out top. Sando to the free throw line. Lechtenberg will fire and buries her about 16 feet. She's going to have to come out of the game. She made that shot. She is hurt. Timeout, Sacred Heart, 8-2. Sacred Heart with a lead, 2:32 to go in the first period. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
57 County, number
8-2, Sacred Heart with the lead. 2:32 to go in the first quarter.
57 County, PA.
Lechtenberg left the floor to get checked out here during the timeout for the Irish. So, Sacred Heart. Hallie Jones in there. Everybody else a starter in there for the Irish at this point. Lob to the free throw line. Down the lane. Nice move down the right side. A two-pointer. Lauren Harms has her second bucket. 8-4. That was a nice move. A little drop step down the right side of the lane, right to the hole and off the glass. And now Jones knocked to the floor underneath. Shot up no good by Witt. Rebound brought down by Lauren Harms. Harms will give the ball up, and Lafferty comes up the floor with it. Ellie looking against the man defense. Moving with the left hand, dishes the ball off, and now into the middle to Garacki in the paint. Dishes down low. Little jump hook up, no good by Harms. And coming out with a rebound, Sadie Tisdall. To the front. Shaw, right side, baseline. Bage bounces the ball in, spins, and the ball is kicked. As she spun in, Shaw will inbound from the baseline for Sagan Hart. Again, everybody on a corner of the lane for the Irish. Now they move. Inside, Jones makes the catch, kicks it out to the right side, and now back out of the top to Sando. Sando lob in for Shaw, got bumped, made the catch, saved it, shoots it, missed it. Jones tips it out, Sterling controls, and the ball is tipped away by the Irish out of bounds at the defensive or their offensive end. It will be Jets basketball. Sagan Hart will bring Dorothy Krause into the ball game. 5'6" freshman. She'll check in there for eight. And now the Jets have the ball. 1:19 to play in the first period. Lafferty to the front court. Starts right, goes left. Cut off, a pass to the wing there for Taylor Truscott, who checked into the game. Inside and a foul, and is moving to the hoop. Was Lauren Harm, and a foul going to call her, I believe, on Shaw. Yep. McKinley Shaw with her first foul. Second team foul on the Irish. The Jets from the baseline bring it into Harm. She'll go cross court to Lafferty. Harm's backing in, trying to power her way in. She is battling in her with Hallie Jones. What did they call her? Traveling? Must have. I'll tell you what. Harm and Jones were playing bumper cars in the middle. They were battling pretty hard in there. It was a good battle. Freshman against a senior. Up the floor, Daisy Witt stops. Little give down the lane and led to Shaw just a little too far. The Jets got a hand on the ball, but they were standing out of bounds. Irish basketball at 48 seconds to go in the period, an 8-4 lead for the Irish. Shaw the trigger, everybody on a corner of the lane. Looking, bounce pass into Witt off the glass, up, won't go, tipped around. Jet ball and a reach in by Shaw, and she picks up her second quick foul. She reached in there to try to get that jump ball, and that's going to be her second foul. She'll come to the bench now. Back in comes Avery Santo. But now the Irish have nobody in the lineup with starting experience. Witt played quite a bit last year. Tizzle played a little bit. Santo played a little bit last year. And now down the lane, traveling on the Jets, getting caught up in there, Chloe Waters. Had a good idea, but could not get rid of the basketball, and it goes over to the Irish with 29 seconds to go in period number one. Daisy Witt walking the ball quickly up the floor. Cross court, Santo with it, left side, looking to 17 on the clock. The Jets standing back, most of them in the lane here. Now back to Witt, 10 on the clock, left side, looks for a pick. Had an offensive foul that he called on Sadie Tisdall. She came out in a little, call it a moving screen, basically blocking. Team foul number 4 on Sagan Hart. The Jets get it with 7.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Josh Pfeiffer bringing in Harms and Garacki again to get a little more offense out there. Jets inbound right in front of their own bench. Coming up the floor, Lafferty, 5 on the clock, take it into Harms, turns, fires, and it's on the rim, 3 or 4 bounces, and in it goes. Lauren Harms has all 6 of the Jet points in the first quarter. It's Sagan Hart 8, Sterling 6, and we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8-6, the lead belongs to the Irish of Falls City Sacred Heart here after one quarter of play tonight on KTNC. Our title sponsor of the ball game, all the action. Coming up here, we'll have information from brought to you by Highland Community College and by Farm Bureau Services, Falls City and Auburn. All that coming for you here throughout the ball game tonight. Irish ball, quarter number two underway, 8-6, Sagan Art. Down the lane, Lechtenberg back in the ball game to start the second period for the Irish. Looks to be moving much better now. We got a foul on the rebound on Avery Santo of the Irish. And that, okay, they started the quarter over. So that is the first foul of the second quarter on Sacred Heart. So that foul count starts over toward the bonus after five now. Here's a three-point shot at the other end off the glass. Up, no good by Callie West. Lechtenberg comes out with the rebound for the Irish. All the way into the paint. The ball taken away. Lafferty with the steal for the Jets. 8-6, the lead to Sacred Heart. Low-scoring ball game so far. Pass inside is taken away by Dacey Witt. Witt up the floor. Nobody looking. Stops the free throw line. Pops it off the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Jets. Handled there by Callie West. West will come up the floor now to Lafferty. Right side pass to the middle. Now in the free throw circle. Harms. Garacki dropped it, got it back, now stolen away by Witt. One on three, and Daisy Witt says, I maybe ought to wait for some other girls in white jerseys to help me here. Comes off the right side, gives the ball away now, and Tizzle, and she walked, carried the basketball. Palmed it, carried it, whatever you want to call it. She got the hand underneath the ball, she turned the corner, and it goes over to the Jets. In for the Irish, Dorothy Krause, she'll come in there for Hallie Jones. And in for the Jets again, let's see, Chloe Waters, Taylor Truscott back in there. Okay, that's who checked back in, Truscott. But now the Jets have the ball with 6:40 to go in the half. Off the floor. Between the circles, Garacki to Harms, too tall, taken away by Lechtenberg. Gentry with the takeaway, free throw line jumper is up and good. Little set shot, her second shot, kind of like that. She's got 6 points, and it's 10-6 Irish. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:23 to go in the first half. 10-6. The Irish have the lead over the Jets. Sterling has the basketball. Boys game will follow here later tonight. Coming up the floor with the basketball now, Sierra Garacki moving the ball to the right side. Stops the free three-point line. Moves to the middle, pass over to Truscott. Left side, open for a minute, pass up the open shot. Harms, free throw line jumper is short, no good, out of bounds. And it will be Irish basketball. Sagan Heart will get it back after the ball went out of bounds. And coming up the floor, Dacey Witt. Witt to the front court. Against the zone, moving to the left. Looking inside for Lechtenberg, comes off to Santo. Left side, moves it around. Top of the key with it. Tizzle again. Off to Witt. Lechtenberg. Left-hander against the double team. Rolled across the rim. She followed it. Got her own rebound back. Out to Witt for three. It's up. It's in. It's out. No good. Harms got the rebound, lost it to Lechtenberg. She tips it, and now it is Jets basketball on the run the other way. And Lafferty stepped in and tried to step around the defender, and she got one too many steps in there. With a referee standing right there going, no, you can't do that. Blows his whistle and stops the play. Irish ball after the turnover, back and forth. Up the floor now, it'll be Witt off the left side, handed to Lechtenberg. Big, tall dribble down the lane. Her shot is rejected, but she got hacked on the arm. I think it's going to go on Waters. Oh, boy, wasn't even close. That's going to be on Lauren Harms. Lauren Harms picks up her first foul.
Lechtenberg to shoot two.
So Lechtenberg will be at the line to shoot a pair here. Gentry, 6 points in the game, and make it seven as she hits the free throw. Sadie Hart, 3 for 3 at the line. The Jets haven't been to the line yet. All 6 Jet points belong to Lauren Harms so far. On the way up and swishes it home. So 8 points for Lechtenberg. And up the floor with it, Sarah Garacki for the Sterling Jets. Moving left, pass the ball right side there for Callie West. Callie guarded out there by Avery Sando in a man-to-man defense. Skip it across the top now to Truscott. In the middle of the Harms, down the left side up. No rebound, Sando, and she's on the run the other way. Around a defender at midcourt, stop. Gives the ball to Lechtenberg in the middle. Fakes, drives, right hand up, and no, but they call the traveling on Lechtenberg. Trying to get around a couple of defenders there. Extra step. And into the game again comes Elliot Lafferty for the Jets. Out of the contest comes Chloe Waters. To the front, Sierra Garacki. Big knee brace or a thigh or a calf for Garacki. And now we got an offensive foul on the inside. Lechtenberg trying to fight through a screen, and she is going to be fouled there.
Fouls on Sierra Garacki.
No, Garacki, 34. I thought he signaled 44. It's 34. So that's
ball.
Two on Garacki, two team fouls this quarter on the Jets. To the front court once again. It'll be Witt to Lechtenberg crossing the floor. The free throw line down the lane. Sando with a runner down the lane over defense. Up and good. Avery Sando makes it 12, make it 14-6. They are up by 8 now. To the other end we go with it. It'll be Lafferty with the basketball. The Jets looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Halfway through the quarter almost at 4:05 to go. Three ball up and down from the left wing by Taylor Truscott. Answers the bell. 14-9, the score. The Irish with the lead. To the front, down the lane, throwing it up in the middle. No good. Rebound brought down by Wusk. As they drove in there, no good for Sando. And here come the Jets in the middle and down the lane. Harms up too strong. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Ending up on the floor is Witt. And a foul on Harms. Lauren picks up her second. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. So the Irish bring back in the game McKinley Shull with their 2 fouls. Also back in there is Hallie Jones, 5'9 freshman for the Irish. Up the floor, Witt moving left. Inside the free throw line, bounce pass down inside Lechtenberg. Leans in and no good off the backboard. Got to the cylinder but popped out. And here's a steal by Witt on a long pass up the floor. 2-on-1 with Shaw. Passes it across the lane and off of Shaw. Probably went one step too far that time. I think maybe Casey been better off shooting that one than trying to pass it across the lane. And the turnover goes to the Jets. Witt will sit down back into the game now. Dorothy Krause for the Sterling, or for the Irish, excuse me. So to the front court with the basketball, and here comes Ellie Lafferty. On the right side, holds up, stops, looks. Bounce pass in the middle. Garacki got it. Her bounce pass stolen away by Lechtenberg. Her second steal. Up the floor and a quick pass underneath going for Shaw. Tipped away by the Jet defenders who hustled back that time, doing a nice job. And the ball is going to go to the Irish underneath their own bucket here. Shaw will trigger everybody on the left side of the lane. Bringing it into Sando beyond the arc. left corner, looking to get in to post up to Shull. Can't get it to her. Lechtenberg down the lane, shot blocked, but a foul. Ooh, looks like a lot of basketball that time for the Jet defender. The foul will go on Maggie Harms, who just checked into the ball game. You can see Maggie get in there. That's Maggie's first 14 foul of the quarter. And at the line, Gentry Lechtenberg, 8 points in the ball game. Make it 9. That ball hit the front edge, went to the backboard, and fell in. She's 3 for 3 at the line and has 9 of the Irish 15 points. The junior gets set, fires it up, and swishes that one home. And it's 16-9, a 7-point lead for the Irish. About their biggest lead of the night, I believe, at 7 points. Left side of the basketball handling it, Callie Wusk. Dribbles back to the top with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Looks like we're going to have some elementary basketball coming up here at halftime. On the right side and out to the top of the basketball, Chloe Waters. Right side to Garacki, holds it, looks, moving left with the dribble, passes across and into the crowd it goes. Nice catch over there by a fan. At least he was paying attention, didn't get bopped in the side of the head or anything. And now a timeout called by the Jets. Their second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:15 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart leading 16-9 over the Sterling Jets here tonight in this girls' game. Boys' game will follow up here a little bit later on. In the ball game, Dorothy Krause will trigger it in for McKinley Shull, who brings the ball up the floor this time. And the high post now is Lechtenberg. She'll roll from the free throw line. Now they lob it to her. She draws three defenders back to Shull at the free throw line. Out it goes to Krause. Cross court. Sando looking. Oh, Lechtenberg was open down there with a single coverage. Didn't get her the basketball. Shull dribbles out top with the left hand down the lane. Partially blocked. Knocked away by Lauren Harms. Coming down with the ball, Callie Wusk. Minute 40 to go in the half. Up the floor on the left side now. It will be Lauren Harms. Way out beyond the three-point line. I don't think that's where she wants to shoot from. Pass back to her, too tall. Lechtenberg, another steal. She was playing behind the defense, and she threads the needle underneath the Shull, and it won't go. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Leans in, fires off the glass. It's up, it's down, and a foul called. Lechtenberg with a couple of rebounds and a bucket. All right, back we come. Foul will go on Lauren Harms, her third. Shull will sit down with two fouls. Hallie Jones back in for the Irish. Maggie Harms goes in for the again. Free throw up and free throw good for Lechtenberg. Now she has 13 points in the ballgame. 13 of the Irish, 19. It's 19-9, Sacred Heart. Up the floor, coming down Lafferty with it. Kicks to the corner and rather to the wing. Miss wide of the mark, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Sacred Heart. And it will belong to the Irish. Now back out top. Now bring the ball around and mishandled, loose. Garacki picks it up in the midcourt circle with a minute to go in the half. A pass underneath. They try to get the ball in there to the Jets to Callie Wust. Up the ladder, too tall. Right now it's 12, not 22. That's Maggie Harms. Too tall. Out of bounds it goes. And here come the Irish with the ball. Daisy Witt up the floor at the high post. Lechtenberg, the low post is Jones. Witt working around the perimeter, left, right, underneath, trying to go in there to Lechtenberg. Knocked to the floor. Loose ball picked up by Sando. And the ball knocked loose, out of bounds off of the Jets. 38 seconds to go in the half. Now, this time it will be Avery Sando to inbound. From the baseline, bounce pass. Nice cut to the hole. Witt can't connect. Got her own rebound and got fouled on the follow shot. But Daisy couldn't connect on the little short one inside. A foul on Chloe Waters. Her first team foul, number 5. So a pair of free throws coming up here for the Irish now. Daisy Witt, sophomore, looking for her first points tonight. It's up. It's off the rim twice. Won't go. First miss at the line for the Irish tonight. They had been 8-for-8 prior to that one. And Lauren Arms coming back into the three fouls with 35 seconds to go. Also back in Taylor Truscott. Witt at the line, gets set, fires, rattles it home. Her first point of the night, and it's 20-9, Sacred Heart. Up the floor with the basketball now, Sierra Garacki. Jets with just 3 points here in this second period. Working against the Irish. They're zoned up this time. No, little man. Everybody's in the middle. Jumping out on Garacki is Lechtenberg. And we've got a foul. Uh-oh. Going to call it on Hallie Jones. They're going to call it on Harms. They call it on Hallie Jones. The freshman picks up her first. She has been battling in there with Harms when they're both in the game. Some of the Irish boys down here didn't think that was the right call. Bring it out top to Harms, guarded by Jones. Oh, and a big offensive foul picked up by Garacki. Hallie Jones got decked. It was like an NFL block set that time by Sierra Garacki. It was the right idea. It was just a little too aggressive. And she knocked Hallie down. That's not easy to do. Out into the game now. That's 3 on Garacki. Sterling fouling up, picking up some foul from her. That's an offensive foul, so no free throws, are there? That's the 15th foul, but it was an offensive foul. I didn't change that rule on me. So the ball rolling up the floor. Witt picks it up near midcourt. Up the floor, Lechtenberg, free throw circle, back and down, right side, out to the corner, and a shot up with 2 seconds to go, no good by Tizzle. Rebound to McKinley Choll, couldn't get it back up in time, and it would not have counted anyway. After one half of play, it's Fall City Sacred Heart 20, and the Sterling Jets 9. 20-9 is our score. The lead belongs to Sacred Heart. Coming up after this break, we'll hear the stats from Highland Community College. Highland Community College, their halftime report, HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back after this two-minute break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field.
Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grow seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. We're at halftime. Our score is Saginaw 20 and the Sterling Jets 9 in our girls game tonight in our halftime report. Brought to you by the folks at Highland Community College, HCC, close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. At halftime for the Jets, they are led by Lauren Harms with 6 points, all in the first quarter. And we also had 3 points for Taylor Truscott. She got the only points of the second period for the Jets when she made a three-pointer from the left wing. So the lead to the Irish, 20-9. No free throw attempts yet for the Jets in the game. 3 fouls each on Lauren Harms and Sierra Garacki. For the Irish in the first half of this ball game, it is Gentry Lechtenberg with 13 points in the first half. She had 9 of those in the second quarter. Casey Witt, 1. Sadie Tisdall with 2. Avery Sandel with 2. And 2 for McKinley Shaw to go along with 5 rebounds for Shaw in the first half. Lechtenberg also had 4 rebounds and a couple of steals in the first half tonight for the Irish girls. 20-9, the Irish lead. Sagart, 8 out of 9 at the free throw line. If you joined us late, Lechtenberg, the first thing she did was picked up a foul about 10 seconds into, 20 seconds into the ballgame. She got her first foul, which we talked about was a no-no. She's going to have to stay on the floor as much as possible. Then a little bit later on that first quarter, she went down and came up lame, limping pretty badly. But she left the floor and came back, and you have not seen any issues leg since that point when she came back. So that's certainly good news for the Irish and for Gentry Lechtenberg. You don't want to see anybody get hurt in these circumstances. They're playing some elementary girls basketball here at halftime at the rack. 20-9 is our score. Sacred Heart with the lead over the Sterling Jets. Again, our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, highlandcc.edu, where you can learn all about the fine folks at Highland Community College. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll check in and see what the weather's going to be like this weekend. Hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back here with second half action coming up on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to Dusty at fallcityfoods.com.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Goddard.
Well, partly cloudy skies this evening with a low around 21. Winds be out of the west up to 5 miles an hour. There's slight chances for both rain and snow Saturday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind up to 5. No slight chances for rain and snow continue Saturday night with a low around 25 and we'll have a south-southwest wind around 5 miles an hour. We're done with precipitation by Sunday, leaving us with partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 22. Monday warms up to 49 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tuesday looks similar to Monday, being sunny with a high near 48. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 25. Wednesday warms out to 54 with mostly sunny skies. Wednesday night has a low around 36. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 35 degrees.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Say our girls 20, the Sterling Jet Ladies 9 here at halftime in our girls game this evening on KTNC. Coming up, the boys game, Husker women's basketball, I believe tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. Mound City 65th Annual Invitational Tournament wrapping up the girls championship tonight and the boys third place game. That's over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station. Going on, hopefully right now, in that boys' third-place game tonight at Mound City High School. Halftime, Syracuse. It is the Rockets 20 and Falls City 13 in the girls' game, 20-13. Syracuse over the Tigers at half. All right, it will be Jet basketball to start period number three. And it comes in to Elliot Lafferty. Guarded out top into the midcourt circle by Daisy Witt. Picked up her dribble. Oh, Witt lost a shoe. Well, that's an advantage if you're on offense. Inside it goes to Lauren Arms. Up and down and a foul. Lechtenberg said, I was standing straight up, but the official saw at a different angle. And that's going to be number two on Gentry Lechtenberg.
Foul on Gentry Lechtenberg, your second personal.
So the bucket is good by Lauren Arms. She's got 8 in the ball game and looking for 9 here now with this free throw. It's up. It's no good. She'll have another one. No, she won't. Excuse me.
Now
ball goes to the Irish. Okay, there we go. 20-11, the Irish have the lead now. And the basketball, Lechtenberg with her second foul. That's the first foul of the third quarter against the Irish. Three-pointer up, no good by Tisdall. Rebound brought down by the Jets, and coming out of there with it, Allie Lafferty. Lafferty gets a little screen in midcourt, goes to the right side, dribbles into the paint, dishes it out, knocked away by Lechtenberg. On the run the other way. Two on one, didn't pass it, shot it, got it. Lechtenberg with the steal, and a little scoop shot at the other end from the right side, up and good. She's got 15 now. Minute gone by, period number three here at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart tonight. Down in the right corner with it, Lauren Harms, a senior, hold it. Eight suited up, and here's a ball knocked away by Lechtenberg. Went right back to Harms. Harms blowing her way in. Lechtenberg stole it again and gets the ball away to Witt before she steps out of bounds. And now a drive to the hole by Shaw on the right baseline. Up and good. McKinley Shaw has her first field goal tonight. She got the first 2 points of the ball game. They were free throws. And now here come the Jets down by 13, 24-11. 13, the biggest lead of the ball game. Here's a steal by Lechtenberg, her fifth. And a layup at the other end won't go. Scholl, the rebound. Bounce pass out of there, knocked away, stolen by Lafferty. She has it stripped away from behind by Scholl. And the ball's out of bounds and belongs to the Jets. Timeout on the floor with 6:17 to go. Period number three. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, everybody. This is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time. So give us a call. Come on in. Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
24-11, the lead to the Sacred Heart Irish girls here in the third quarter. Two teams talking it over here. Coach Josh Byford calling the timeout for the Jets. Their third. There's a second buzzer, and we'll be ready to go here. The Irish come out of the huddle. Here come the Jets. It's going to be Irish basketball. No, but they're in the ball. The ball's at that. Excuse me, Jets basketball on the opposite end of the floor. Here we go. Up the floor, Lafferty with it, guarded by Witt. Lafferty to the front, off to Garacki, swing it left side there for Waters. Fires it up, no good, and followed it. McKinley Shaw comes down with another rebound for the Irish. Ahead to Lechtenberg, double team, knocked away by Lafferty. Good job there. Handling the basketball, Lauren Harms back to Lafferty. Up the floor on the left side to Waters, driving, no push foul on the Irish. And Gentry Lechtenberg may have just picked up her third. Let's see. She did indeed. Lechtenberg now has three fouls for the Irish. Second foul this quarter against the Irish. Lechtenberg will sit down with three fouls, the 5:51 mark. Lob the ball in. Garacki, too tall for her. Loose ball taken away. Sando wins the race for the ball all the way to the other end. The layup is good for the sophomore, Avery Sando, with her second bucket of the night. And up the floor the other way comes Garacki. 26-11. The Irish up by 15. Garacki to Lafferty. Looking right side. Hands the ball out of there to Callie Wusk. Wusk off the right side now. Lafferty again looking for a cutter. No good. Callie Jones in the game for the Irish. In the paint. Up and good for Lauren Harms. Harms is good around that bucket. She is 5'10". And she gets the ball in that paint deep. She shoots it well. Witt out top, moving the ball from the left to right around the perimeter. Off it goes, and all right. Now, ready, Coach Josh Piper. Telling his charge, I said, girls, slow down. Relax a little bit. Don't turn the ball over, basically is what he's saying. Daisy Witt hands the ball off. Now to McKinley Shull out top. Cross court. With it, Tisdall looking inside. Hallie Jones drop step up, knocked to the floor and will go to the line to shoot two. Hallie Jones is going to have to get that uniform washed up. She spent more time on the floor tonight than she has upright. Keeps getting knocked down. So the foul goes on Lauren Harms, and that's number four on Lauren Harms. That's the first foul of the half, of the second, third quarter, I should say, against the Jets. So Hallie Jones at the line. Free throw on the way is up and good. Push it home. Her first varsity point. Second one coming. Ready to go. Freshman gets ready, eyes the bucket, on the way up, and falls over the front edge. Made them both. And it's 28-13. The Irish match their biggest lead of the game at 15. 4:20 to go in quarter number three. Lafferty around the defense. Ooh, she gets stopped. They said she did. Gets the ball away to a teammate, then taken away by Scholl, and a foul on the Jets. As Scholl came out of there with a steal. Foul will be Sierra Garacki picked up her fourth foul. The Jets have got some major foul problems now. Well, two started with four fouls. Garacki will sit down. Taylor Truscott back in, a 5'6 freshman. Six seniors, a freshman, and a junior on the team for the Jets. And now Scholl, top of the key, free throw line, out of there to Tizzle. Drives in, trying to get it back to Scholl, knocked loose, kept it alive. Sando ends up with it, gets the ball to Dacey Witt. Witt takes the ball right side again. Sadie Tizzle with it. She may be the only one that's tried a three-pointer yet tonight for the Irish. She's going to fire another one up there. It's on the rim, won't go. Scholl kept it alive and tips the ball in. Hallie Jones ends up with the rebound. And now back out to Dacey Witt at the 3:35 mark. Oh, Kelly Scholl kept alive. Jones ended up with the basketball. And now we got a reach-in foul called, and that may be, yes, McKinley Scholl, her third foul. Team foul number three in the quarter. So now Lechtenberg and Scholl, each with three for the Irish, each on the bench. So both teams have, who I guess would probably be expected to be their leading scorers on the season, on the bench with foul problems. All right, up the floor with the basketball. Ellie Lafferty, right side, gives the ball up there to Maggie Harms, and her pass out is loose, recovered. Nice save at midcourt by Chloe Water. Did not step over. Did an excellent job controlling her stop and the basketball. No violation. Harms on the right side, guarded there by Hallie Jones. Back out to the top now to Truscott. Truscott poses inside. Shot up, no good by Wuss. Rebound to Dacey Witt. Witt will come up the floor, throws it ahead now to Avery Santo. Santo on the left side. Gives the ball up there again with 2:40 to go in the quarter. Witt directing traffic. Moving to the left. Out top, Santo for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound tip, kept alive, chases on, and Callie Wust wins the battle for the loose ball rebound. Here come the Jets to the front court. Lafferty with it. Lafferty holds, moves right, around one defender to the left line, left side of the lane, up, no good. Rebound comes down, and a layup probably good by Chloe Waters. 28-15 now. Sagart with the lead. Up the floor with the ball. Once again, Avery Sandel looking underneath, trying to get under there to Hallie Jones. And the pass is tipped away by the Jets out of bounds. So here comes Lauren Harms and Sierra Garacki back in for the Jets, each with four fouls with a minute 49 to go in quarter number three. So the ball comes in from Santo to cross, gets back to Santo. Okay, they threw it in on the right side of the floor to Sadie Tizzle. She dribbled the baseline, went back to Avery Santo, who lays it up and in. The assist going to Tizzle, the bucket for Santo. 15-point Irish lead, 30-15, 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Inside for Lauren Harms, knocked loose. Up off the deck, Hallie Jones got her feet here with Harms. The ball went out of bounds. Oh, no, they called a foul. They called a foul on Hallie Jones.
35, Hallie Jones.
Her second. And now reverse layup, no good by Garacki. Off the backboard, the rebound picked off by Daisy Witt on the run the other way. Quickly to the right side, ahead on the floor and out of Dorothy Krause, just checked back in. And now back and out of there with the basketball will be Daisy Witt. Lafferty knocked it loose. Witt picks it up. Moving to the left side around the circle. Back to Sando at the 1 minute mark of the third quarter. Sando down the lane, floats it up off the back iron. No good. Rebound grabbed up there by Wusk. Callie Wusk ahead now to the left side. Truscott, a long ball. No good. Rebound, Daisy Witt. Witt on the left side with 42 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front court. Keeps on coming with the dribble. Hallie Jones sets the screen out top. Picked up the dribble. Now to Tizzle. She'll move into the lane. She'll try a floater. It's blocked, but the loose ball is picked up there by Krause. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Jets. Well, we'll reset here on the baseline. And now out of the game comes Garacki and Harms with 26 seconds on this defensive end here. So they don't pick up foul here. Leave the game. Avery Sando, the sophomore to trigger. Everybody on the corner of the lane. Looks, comes into Jones, makes the catch up off the glass, no. And who's that ball go off of? Somebody in white, according to the man in the striped shirt, standing underneath there. And it'll be Jets basketball with 23 seconds to go in period number three. Inbound, Ellie Lafferty, a little pressure by Witt in the backcourt to the front court. Passes the ball off there now for Waters. Left side and in, stolen by Jones. Hallie Jones with nine, hands it off to Witt, seven on the clock. Drilling between the circles, four on the clock. Sando with it, free throw line, throws it up toward the bucket, no good at the buzzer. After three, it's Sacred Heart Girls 30, the Sterling Jets 15. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Fall City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Rowe Activity Center. Halftime score of Syracuse was 20-13. Syracuse Rockford Girls leading Fall City High over Mount City at halftime. Rockport leading South Holt 24-16. The boys' third place game there tonight. That's on Sunny 101.3. 30-15, the Irish lead. Coach Luke Sando going with his starting five out there to start this fourth period. Same way for Sterling coach Josh Pfeiffer, each of them with their starting five in the lineup. Jets basketball, bringing to the front court to Sierra Garacki. Garacki has the ball in the midcourt circle, down by 15 points on the right side. And a drive by Harms, the hole with the right hand, no. Rebound Lechtenberg, and then it's knocked out. And they say Lechtenberg touched it last. So it will be Jet ball underneath their own hoop. Jets will inbound it. Double teamed is Harms backing in. shot blocked by, I believe, Scholl and or Lechtenberg. And the pass into the middle stolen away by Lechtenberg. Boy, she has got a half dozen steals in the ball game. And now it gives it to D.C. Witt. And she's going to stop and launch for three. Missed it all. And the ball is out of bounds. It will belong to the Jets. So inbounding the basketball now will be the Jets. D.C. Witt going to put on a one-person pressure. Let's see how that turns out. Throw it over the top to Gracky. Now cross court to Callie Wusk. Wusk working up the floor. Gets the ball ahead now to Lauren Harms. Lauren Harms, oh, went for the backcourt pass to her teammate near midcourt. And the ball got away from him, and it's a backcourt violation over and back. It will be Irish basketball on their side of midcourt. Coach Luke Sando wants a timeout to talk it over. 7:05, the Irish lead 30-15. We are back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Irish took the time out to talk things over here. So we get ready for the game to continue here in the fourth quarter. Sayhart up by 15 points. .705 to go here in this final period. Boys game will be 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Scholl will inbound for the Irish out close to midcourt. And the senior brings into Hallie Jones near midcourt. Lechtenberg. They get underneath. Scholl up. A whistle and a foul. And who did they get? Ellie Lafferty.
Fouls on Ellie Lafferty.
Her first.
Her first personal.
Team foul number one of the quarter.
Two.
61 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. And Scholl at the line. Up and good. She has now got 5 points in the ball game. 31-15 and 32-15 as she makes them both. Sayhart up by 16, make it 17, their biggest lead of the ball game here. To the front, it will be Sierra Garacki dribbling, guarded by Sayhart senior McKinley Scholl, who knocks it loose. Loose ball picked up on the ground by Hallie Jones again, off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg lobs underneath. Scholl made a nice catch, dribbles it back. Shot is blocked there. It comes down to Lechtenberg. Her shot is blocked out of bounds as well. So the Irish will have it underneath their own bucket. Scholl triggering from the baseline. And now bring it in. Lechtenberg right back to Scholl on the left block. Back and in. Won't go. Got a rebound. Up and got it.
Basket by McKinley.
8 points for McKinley Scholl to go along with 9 rebounds in the ball game. 34-15. The Irish lead now by 19. And here's a steal by Scholl. Scholl with a steal, her third of the ball game. And her pass taken away by Lafferty at the other end. And a drive. And Lafferty off the glass all the way to the hole. Up and good. Ellie with her first 2 points of the ball game. 34-17, Sayhart, 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Scholl to the front court with it. Left side, nobody really guarding her. Now comes back. Going to move around the perimeter. Lafferty knocks to the back court. Scholl will recover. Back up the floor. She comes around the right side, lobs it down, and Lechtenberg up and good. 17 now for Gentry Lechtenberg. The assist going again to McKinley Shull. Now to the front, Garacki gives it off, gets it right back on the left block, back and in, throws it across the lane, off the hand, Harms. She didn't have a great chance of catching that, and the ball went off her hand out of bounds. That was going to be a tough catch. Had she caught it, I don't know if she could have done anything with it. She was so deep in there. But now McKinley Shull will work the ball up the floor for the Irish on the left side, now work to the right. Free throw line keeps on going around the perimeter, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg and Shull kind of scrap for it back and forth, and a jet reaches in, gets a hand on it, and a held ball will belong to the Irish. And Lechtenberg getting up limping again. The second time tonight, she kind of hit the deck there. Timeout, David Hart, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:03 to go in the ball game. The Irish up 19 points, 36-17. Lechtenberg will inbound from the baseline for the Irish. Looking and into Shull on the left side, right back to Lechtenberg. Double team, gets it out of there to Avery Santo. Free throw line, thought about it, didn't try to pass down. Tip, Lechtenberg caught it, shot it, missed it. Rebound, Garacki, out of there to Lafferty. Lafferty coming up the floor for the Jets. Picked up her dribble, throws to the right corner now for Waters. Waters in the middle, stolen away. On the run will be Tisdall, and she had it swiped away by Garacki, and then Tisdall said, I want it back, and reached in, commits the foul. First foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. So the Jets will have it. Need to go the length of the floor here with 4:35 to go. Back in is Sacred Heart's Daisy Witt in there for Avery Santo now. Garacki to the front court for the Jets. Coming around the left side of the basketball, dribbles it, looking to back at her, wasn't close to a 5-second call. And she takes on four defenders, went in, and the shot is blocked out of bounds by the Irish. So now it will be inbounded by Chloe Waters into Garacki. Thought about three, didn't. Now she'll dribble into the paint, dishes it off, misfired there with Wusk, who retrieves it. Now she dribbles it away. Lafferty has it. Allie Lafferty. And we got a whistle. And a foul on Hallie Jones underneath. Away from the ball. I didn't see what happened. Her third team foul number two of this quarter on the Irish. Bring it into Lafferty. Three ball around the rim. No good. Rebound down by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg to the front. Going up the right side now to her teammate, Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall goes with the left hand, dishes it off there for Witt. They run a little weave out top. Now Shull inside Lechtenberg in the paint. Got fouled, and that's going to be number five on Sierra Garacki. She fouls out. No points with 3:34 to go, but she's one of those glue players, kind of keeps everything going. She can do a little bit of everything. I don't think it'll be very nice if she doesn't score, but she fouls out here with 3:34 to go in the game. Back into the game comes Taylor Truscott, 5'6 freshman. Shull the trigger from the baseline again. Comes in to Witt on the left side of the floor. Back to Tisdall. Tisdall dribbles, guarded by Lafferty, and her pass down the right sideline goes out of bounds, intended for Lechtenberg, and it bounces out of bounds. She couldn't catch up with it. Tisdall out of the game for the Irish now. Back in is Dorothy Krause. So here come the Jets with 3:18 to play in the ballgame, down 36-17. Arms triple team out of their left side. Three ball off the rim. No good by Truscott. Lafferty ends up with the rebound. Throws into the paint. It's too strong. Up the ladder to get it is Chloe Waters. Swinging around the perimeter. Lafferty free throw line. Down the lane left side. Up. No, but a whistle and a foul. Lechtenberg going to pick up her fourth foul as she went for the block. And the foul, her fourth. Team foul number... So now at the free throw line, Ellie Lafferty for the first time tonight. The Jets are 0-for-1 at the line and now 1-for-2 in the ball game. Sacred Heart, on the other hand, is 12-out-of-13 at the free throw line. They lead it 36-18. 19 has been their biggest lead of the night. On the way up and around the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. Freshman gets it away to McKinley Shaw. She's quick up the floor on the left side to the wing. Back out to Witt with 2:45 to play in this girls' game. Stacey Witt moving around the right side. Hands off there to Krause. The Irish run a weave out top. Shaw stops, gives the ball to Lechtenberg in the middle of the floor. Down the lane, off to Jones. Back out to Witt. Over to Shaw. In the paint. Try to get it to Lechtenberg, and does. She'll drive off the glass. The shot, no. Rebound. Hallie Jones comes down with a defender on her. Knocks her to the ground. Held ball. Goes to the Jets. 36-18. The Irish with the lead. The Jets coming up the floor with the ball. Trying to get something working in this game late here. Lob the ball to the corner there for Harms. Tried to drive in, cut off, and lost the ball. Lost the handle on the basketball. It goes to the Irish on the turnover. So reset it. And McKinley Shull will bring the ball up the floor for the Irish here. Shull to the front, directing traffic. Hallie Jones says, where am I supposed to be, coach? Right up here on the high post. Krause out top. Lechtenberg fakes right, goes left, gives the ball up there to Daisy Witt just inside the 3-point line, up off the back, no good. Lechtenberg the rebound, left hand layup won't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Waters. Lechtenberg now got 7 rebounds, and I've got her for 5 steals to go with 17 points. To the corner, Harms. Oh, she came down, they led her too far to the sideline. Came down, had a foot on the sideline, out of bounds. Irish basketball with a minute 28 to play. To the front we go. McKinley Shaw up the floor. Working the right side, off to Lechtenberg. Attacking with the left hand scoop, won't go. Rebound, loose. Now the Jets get it. Get it away to Chloe Waters, the 110 mark. Up before Lafferty, in the lane, down the lane, with a scoop on the left side, up and good. Lafferty now with 5 points in the ballgame. 36-20. Sacred Heart with the lead. 50 seconds to go in this one. Shaw out top, driving around from the left to the right. Dishes off to Krause, throws the high post to Jones. Back out. Now give the ball to Daisy Witt with 38 seconds to go and a timeout call by Coach Luke Santa. Bring in another bunch of players. Let's see. Brooklyn Biebermeier checking into the ball game. Also checking in will be Elise Reschke. And you see who else checked in. Timeout Sacred Heart. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on KTNC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-20, the Irish League. Coach Luke Santa wants to put some new players into the ball game here. Hallie Jones stays in. Dorothy Krause stays in. Elise Reschke in there. Brooklyn Biedermeier in there. And Daisy Witt will stay in for the Irish. Inbounding on the far sideline will be Elise Reschke, a 5'8 freshman. Get the ball into Witt. Witt driving down the lane. Oh, nobody back defensively. Too strong. Rebound. Hallie Jones can't get the follow to go. And the loose ball rebound out of bounds off of the Jets. 30 seconds to go. Again, inbounding the basketball will be the Irish. Krause on the wing. Gets the ball in there to Reschke. Reschke picked up her dribble. Back out to Witt. 20 seconds on the clock. Witt going around the pick set by Hallie Jones. And Witt fires a long one up. No good. Rebound Reschke. And the ball, she got knocked away from her. Out of bounds it goes. Jets ball with 10 seconds left. So the Irish are going to win their first game of the season. The Jets are going to start 0-1. In for the Irish now comes Emily Tubbs, a 5'4 freshman. Think that's it? No, might be one more down there. Didn't get in. Up the floor. Here come the Jets to the front court. Truscott with it. Had it knocked away. Got it back and at the buzzer for three. No good by Maggie Hart. Your final score, Stephen Hart 36 and Sterling Jets 20. 36-20, your final score. We'll take a 1 minute break and wrap up the story on KPNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here. The boys come out to warm up. Let's take a look at the scoring in our girls' game tonight. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it for you. For the Jets tonight, for Coach Josh Pfeiffer, led by Lauren Harm, she had 10 points in the ball game tonight. 5 points for Ellie Lafferty, 3 for Taylor Truscott, and 2 for Chloe Waters. The Jets went just 1-for-3 at the free throw line. Not many opportunities at the freebies. For the Irish in the ball game, they're led by Gentry Lechtenberg. I had her at 17 points to go along with 7 rebounds and 6 steals in the ball game. McKinley Schull had 8 points tonight. I had her for 9 rebounds the game, 6 for Avery Sando. Sadie Tisdall had 2, 1 point for Daisy Witt, and 2 for Hallie Jones, the ballgame. Sagan Hart, 12 out of 13 at the free throw line in tonight's contest, and they win. Final score, 36-20. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. All right, the boys are out warming up. We're going to take about a 12-minute break. We'll be back to the boys game coming up here for too long on KTNC. Stay tuned. The Irish and the Jet boys coming up next.